Watch, massive fight at Chicago airport results in two arrests. By Amy Furr on May 25, 2023. Two arrests were made after a fight at a baggage claim inside Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. A verbal dispute while deplaning escalated in the lower level of Terminal 3 when a 24-year-old female victim was punched by two offenders. Authorities with the Chicago Police Department told Fox News Digital, the outlet reported Wednesday. Video footage of the incident shows multiple people rolling around on the floor during the brawl while others watched in shock. At one point, a woman wearing a yellow top appears to grab hold of another woman's hair as the two hit each other. In the background, two men appear to be fighting with such intensity they end up on the conveyor belt. During the incident, someone behind the camera is heard saying, "Stop! Stop!" When it seems the fight has ended, a woman with long red hair appears to grab another person by the hair and the two tumble to the floor. Although the cause of the fight remained unclear, officials arrested 18-year-old Christopher Hampton and 20-year-old Tembra Hicks when it finally ended and they are facing one misdemeanor count of battery. In April, Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson, D., said he did not condone violence but claimed it is not constructive to demonize teenagers who engaged in several nights of rioting, Breitbart News reported April 17. In no way do I condone the destructive activity we saw in the Loop and Lakefront this weekend. It is unacceptable and has no place in our city. However, it is not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own communities, Johnson said in a statement. Prior to his comments, officers had been called out when approximately 200 teenagers began brawling in Millennium Park, the Breitbart News article continued. The youths were reportedly fighting and harassing other people at the park, according to reports. The crowds of unruly teens came back on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as police struggled to head off violence. Videos on social media shows gangs of teens jumping on top of mass transit buses and rushing through the streets of Chicago on Friday as police officers work to control the chaos. Meanwhile, at least 23 individuals were shot and one of them died during Johnson's first weekend as the city's mayor, Breitbart News reported Monday.